Oh, you're waking up. Good. I was starting to get a little bit impatient. I don't like being made to wait. I really, really don't like it. I get tetchy. And when I'm tetchy, I do things. Not that you would know, of course. They all get hushed up. You're like so confused. It's adorable. That's not a word I thought I would use when it came to you. I mean, look at you. The rugged intergalactic war hero. Adorable and cute and so confused. Allow me to introduce myself. I didn't mean to be so rude. I was just, getting tetchy. But I'm not anymore. How could I be when you're so cute and your eyes are so stunning? I'm Lila West. That name means nothing to you. I'm pretty sure my father's will, though. My father's name is Randall West. Oh, you know who he is. Of course you do. He's the richest man. Well, he's just the richest man. Ridiculously wealthy. And I'm his daughter. Must be wondering why you're here. Of course you are. You're intelligent. You're gorgeous. And you're incapacitated. How'd you work that out yet? You can't move. I mean, you can move your face and your heart and all the squidgy internal bits, but your motor functions are not currently working. I didn't want it to be awkward. I didn't want you to try to escape. Because it would be bad if one of my bodyguards shot you. I mean, they still might shoot you. They are very, very protective. I mean, ridiculously protective. My father had them bred specially. They're clones. I know what you're thinking. Cloning is illegal. And you're right, it's really illegal. Just so very illegal. For normal people. But I'm really not normal. I know what you're thinking. I caught that look. You think I'm crazy? I'm not. I'm not crazy. I'm just really, really spoiled. I'm the only daughter of the richest man anywhere. Anywhere. Do you have any idea what that means? Laws don't apply to people like me. Money can make anything possible. Can hide any dirty secret. Anytime I've gotten tetchy or gotten upset All it takes is a little money, well, a lot of money sometimes, to just wash it all away. I am spoiled, and I know it. Oh, I am completely aware that I am spoiled rotten, and I love it. I love it. Oh, my father, he is known as being a tough guy. He's known for being steely, scary. But to me, he's a teddy bear, and all he wants is to make me happy. But the problem with being spoiled, the problem with getting anything I want, the happiness never really lasts. It always fades away, and then I get touchy. Because I'm spoiled. They say that money can't buy you happiness. Well, that is a load of crap. Because money can buy you things that will make you happy. You just never know how long for. It's actually a really, really difficult life. Never being truly happy. I sound awful, don't I? I sound really, really awful. And I know that. I just don't think like ordinary people. I just don't feel like ordinary people. I've tried. I have tried. But it's all so grimy and cheap. I'd rather be miserable in luxury than be miserable in some shitty prefabricated settlement. And there's always a chance that I'll find something that makes me truly happy. It's something I think about a lot. You see, I'm smart. Not naturally smart. My father had me tuned up. I know that's illegal as well. You'll find that a lot of things in my world are illegal. But I am smart. And I figured something out. Everything that has made me happy it didn't last because it was too simple. I exhausted them too quickly. They became boring. Oh, you're not the first. Is that insulting? Knowing that you're not the first person I've appropriated. Don't be insulted. They were nothing compared to you. Not at all. Because they were boring. I mean, at first, when they're new and shiny, they made me happy. But they all did the same thing. They wanted to make me happy. And that was boring. They smiled and they said that they love me and that's boring and pedestrian and ordinary and annoying. really annoying, like being made to wait. And, well, it got messy. But you're stubborn. You're difficult. You are awkward. I mean, let's look at your war record. How many times have you been busted down to private? 10? 11? Don't answer, I know it's 17. I've done my research. You are inciting. You are aggravating. You are an utter nightmare. You are hard work. You like talking back, fighting back. And that's just what I need. Your eyes are so angry. So you're not going to say that you love me, are you? Oh no, you're going to swear at me. Are you going to slap me? Knock me unconscious? Run? Oh, I like that. I like that. Look. Look at this smile. Do you know how long it is since I smiled like this? Oh, you. You're going to give me endless pleasure. Hours and hours of happiness and joy. I think I could actually fall in love with you. I might be spoiled, but I'm still human. Mostly. There are a few illegal bits. But don't worry. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. I know right now you could never ever see yourself enjoying my company, enjoying my being close. Because every awkward bloody bone in your body is just screaming, swearing, just rebelling. And that is why you're perfect. You're not easy. You're awkward. And you're smart. And that is what I need. Let me tell you about the reality of your situation. You are on your own. No one cares what happens to you. Oh, I know, you're a lauded war hero. You have a reputation, you have groupies. They're annoying. And messy. There's no one you can tell. No one you can run to. But I know you're still going to try. And that is what I want. Oh, surprise. You were probably thinking I was just going to keep you here. A pretty little thing in my pretty little collection. Nope. I'm turning you loose. And you can use all that intelligence, all that training to do whatever you want. Oh, apart from kill yourself. I might have tinkered a little bit inside that head of yours. Just a bit. I know, illegal. You'll get over that. But you can't do that. And you can't get anyone else to kill you. Now, there might be a little loophole that I've missed. But if you try, it's gonna fry that pretty little brain of yours. Actually, you know what? Try and find a loophole. So here's the deal. I'm turning you loose. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not going to make it too easy. I want you to impress me. I want you to astound me. I want you not to be boring. And I'm going to make you fall in love with me. Now, don't be thinking I put something in your head to make you love me. I haven't. Because that's easy. That's boring. I've done that. Messy. Very messy. Barely held my interest for minutes. I don't like false adoration. That's why I don't like my father. He's so slavishly devoted. I mean, look. Look at what he's created. Me. But you will love me. You will adore me. Not now. Right now you hate me. But one day you will. I have a real good feeling about you. Real good feeling. I'm smiling. The anticipation is enlivening. I haven't felt this in so long. This is going to be so good. So what's going to happen now is you're going to be put to sleep. And then you'll wake up somewhere. And then you're on your own. No trackers, no traces, no nothing. Think of it as a courtship of hide and seek. And oh, just in case you got it into your head to tell my father, he already knows. How do you think I got you here? Oh, I'm going to be extra nice to Daddy. You see, we have dinner every month. Only I haven't been to the last six. But this month, this month I'm going to be the perfect, dutiful daughter. I think he's lonely. I know he is. His last wife died under very messy circumstances. But if you want to waste time meeting my father, well, go ahead. It'll just make it easier to find you. So, I look forward to playing with you. I look forward to smiling. I might even sing. Maybe whistle. I don't know how to whistle. I know you doubt it now. But you are going to love me. Oh, in the end, you are going to love and adore me. In the end, you'll do anything for me. We might even get married. It's been a while since I've been married. Oh, don't worry. I'm a widower. 10 times over. No, 11. Maybe 17. No, only 10. I'm just playing. I'm very playful. But you'll find that out. I have to go now. Daddy is waiting. And I am going to be nice to him. I mean, he got me you, didn't he? I would offer you dinner. But running on a full stomach, I don't think that would really work out. Sleep well, and I'll see you when I see you. When I do. Wow. That would be telling. Sleep well. And don't be boring. You know what happens when I get bored.